Trivia Focus here on 90FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point. Reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th from 6 until 8 p.m. and on Saturday, May 12th from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
The point values for Hour 26 of Trivia 38 are as follows. For Question 1, Question 1 is worth 40 points. Question 2 is valued at 10 points. Question 3 is worth 35 points. Question 4 is worth 90 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 95 points. Question 7 is worth 100 points. And question 8 is worth 85 points. Again, the point values for Hour 26 of Trivia 38 are as follows. Question 1 is worth 40 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 35 points. Question 4 is worth 90 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 95 points. Question 7 is worth 100 points. And question 8 is worth 85 points. The top 5 teams' standings as of Hour 26, Question 8 are: in 5th place, with 3,995 points, is Graduates of a Lesser God. In 4th place, with 4,105 points, is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In 3rd place, with 4,425 points, is Return of Sloopy X, tied with Network. In 2nd place, with 4,615 points, is Knights of Neek. In 1st place, with 4,870 points, is Tin Man. And now, Question 1 of Hour 28. Question 1 of Hour 28 of Trivia 38. According to Boston Market, before there was snack food and before there was diet food, what was there? Please be complete. Again, according to Boston Market, before there was snack food and before there was diet food, what was there? Please be complete.
Trivia 38. And Lil Jan.
Thank you. we're halfway through question number one of Hour 28. Trivia 38, according to Boston Market, before there was snack food and before there was diet food, what was there? Please be complete.
At night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas,
the prairie sky is wide and high.
Deep in the heart of Texas,
the sage in bloom is like perfume.
Deep in the heart of Texas,
reminds me of
the coyotes wail along the trail.
Deep in the heart of Texas,
the rabbits rush around the brush.
Deep in the heart of Texas,
the cowboys cry, "Hi, yippee-yi!"
Deep in the heart of Texas,
the dog is ball and ball and ball.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
The sage in bloom is like perfume.
Deep in the heart of Texas,
reminds me of the one I love.
Deep in the heart of Texas. Deep in the heart of Texas.
That's it. Phones down in the back, calling it quits on question number one, hour 28. According to Boston Market, before there was snack food and before there was diet food, what was there? Please be complete. The answer, food. Again, the correct answer to question one, hour 28, food.
The team winning this hour's Grocery Bay giveaway is Bad Shepherd and the Missing Flock. The Grocery Bay giveaway is provided by County Market and Domino's. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to the 90 FM studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's Grocery Bay giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's Grocery Bay giveaway is Bad Shepherd and the Missing Flock.
Moving right along to question number two, hour 28, Trivia 38. Aging fictional pop star Alex Fletcher idolized a certain classic rock band so much that he had a poster of the band above his desk. What is the name of this classic rock band? Repeating question number two, hour 28. Aging fictional pop star Alex Fletcher idolized a certain classic rock band so much that he had a poster of the band above his desk. What is the name of this classic rock band? Good luck, trivia players.
No reason for the things I fear, the things that plague me when I see and hear. Dime's a nickel and a nickel's none. I throw myself into the Sunday sun. Summer Sunday when you've been insane. You said you're going, but I said I can't. I'm throwing oranges in an apple cart. The times that find them tearing me apart. Jenny says, turn off the radio. Jenny says, turn off the light. Jenny says, turn off the video. You beat yourself up. Just bring yourself down. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Let it go, let it go, let it go. When the world is coming down on me, I'll let it go.
Got no reason for the things I say.
turned toward me, then she turned away. Lots of forces in the modern world, they take their toll upon a modern girl. Got no ease upon the things I fear, the things that plague me with me and ear. Press my finger on the itch, each trigger. What once was small right now is so much bigger. Jenny says, turn off the radio. Jenny says, turn off the light. Jenny says, turn off the video. You beat yourself up, bring yourself down. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Let it go, let it go, let it go. When the world is coming down on me, I'll let it go. The things I do, the dealer deals and then the deal is screwed. Throw your cards upon a playing table. My name is Kane and I am now unable.
Got no reason for the things I fear, the things that plague me with me in here. A dime's a nickel's none. I'll throw myself into the Sunday sun. Can't say, turn off the radio. Can't say, turn off the light. Turn off the video, you beat yourself up, cause you love it. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Let it go, let it go, let it go. When the world is coming down on me, I'll let it go. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Let it go, let it go, let it go. When the world is coming down on me, I'll let it go.
Halfway through question number two, hour 28. Trivia 38, aging fictional pop star Alex Fletcher idolized a certain classic rock band so much that he had a poster of the band above his desk. What is the name of this classic rock band?
You know.
That's it. Phones down in the back. That ends question number two of hour 28, Trivia 38. Aging fictional pop star Alex Fletcher idolized a certain classic rock band so much that he had a poster of the band above his desk. What is the name of this classic rock band? The answer, The Kinks. Once again, the correct answer to question two, hour 28, The Kinks. Question number three, hour 28. At the end of The New Adventures of Old Christine, there is a segment of production credits where a logo would belong. In fact, someone's logo is noted as belonging on the screen. Whose logo is it? Repeating question number three, hour 28. At the end of The New Adventures of Old Christine, there's a segment of production credits where a logo would belong. In fact, someone's logo is noted as belonging on the screen. Whose logo is it? Good luck, trivia players. Through question number three, hour 28, trivia 38. At the end of The New Adventures of Old Christine, there is a segment of production credits where a logo would belong. In fact, someone's logo is noted as belonging on the screen. Whose logo is it?
Bye.
That's it. Phones down in the back. We're ending question number three, hour 28, trivia 38. At the end of The New Adventures of Old Christine, there is a segment of production credits where a logo would belong. In fact, someone's logo is noted as belonging on the screen. Whose logo is it? The answer, Carrie's. Once again, the correct answer to question three, hour 28, Carrie's. Question four, hour 28, trivia returns. It's time to get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Turn to picture number three. You will notice that the elevation is 2,485. This elevation was printed on a sign in a famous television town. What is the name of that town? Repeating question four, hour 28. It's time to get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Turn to picture number three. You will notice that the elevation is 2,485. This elevation was printed on a sign in a famous television town. What is the name of that town? Good luck as you participate in the world's largest trivia contest. Through question number four, hour 28, trivia 38. It's time to get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Turn to picture number three. You will notice that the elevation is 2,485. This elevation was printed on a sign in a famous television town. What is the name of that town?
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lollipop, lollipop, oh, lollipop, lollipop, oh,
boom, 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 boom.
Sweeter than candy on a stick.
lollipop.
That's it. Phones down in the back. That ends question number four. Our 28 trivia returns. It's time to get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Turn to picture number three. You will notice that the elevation is 2,485. This elevation was printed on a sign in a famous television town. What is the name of that town? The answer, Dodge City. Once again, the correct answer to question number four, hour 28, Dodge City.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
Hi, Jim.
Hi there.
What's up?
Jim.
What's up, baby?
What's up? Well, I'm going to tell you what's up.
I'm sure you are. Hey, great contest, by the way, so far.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's been fun.
Yes, it has.
Want to thank the people that are out back this particular shift of telephone operators.
Woohoo!
Portage County Democrats out back. Let's hear it, guys. Come on, whoop it up.
Come on, you can make more noise than that.
No, they can't.
They can't?
They're tired.
Oh. What? It's only 9:30 on Saturday.
I don't understand it.
Man, do these people not learn year after year?
You know, you'd think. And, you know, we had a whole bunch of, you know, they're taking shifts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, a lot of people back there.
Mm-hmm.
And also want to thank Clark Place at 1009 Clark Street, Stevens Point, 343-1530, for providing us with food tonight. The Euro and Kebab House at 341-5411. They're at 1157 Main Street. Cold Stone Creamery on Division Street at 341-2880.
I have not yet partaken.
I don't even want to tell you how good that was.
I have never been, and I'm trying not to.
Cobb's Food Center, 344-2290 at 1850 Plover Road in Plover. PepsiCo General Bottlers of Wisconsin Rapids, 2930 Jefferson Street in the Rapids. And U.S. Cellular in the Crossroad Commons for providing us with communications like I have in my pocket right now. I do want one thing. There is a question that I forgot about. We have a zero total on it. It's the eighth question of some hour.
Okay.
I think it's 24. It may be 26. If you know, you guys are keeping track of it, why don't you call me on the complaint line and remind me what number it is so that I can tell you what the actual point value of that question is? Okay, I'm asking them to call me to tell me. Because otherwise they can just go through and read all the eighth-hour values, you know.
Okay.
I get somebody. Yeah,
no.
Okay. All right, let's find out here. Complaint line. Yay. 24. Okay, I'll get that and be back with it. Okay. Thanks. Bye. Well, see how quickly that was done? I'll get that information and I'll stop back later.
Well, that sounds good.
Thank you.
You have a good time. All right, we're going to get back into it. Question number five, hour 28, trivia 38. Successful series had spinoffs in radio as well as television. This radio spinoff was set against the background of Harlem. The story focused on the owner of a beauty parlor. What is the name of this radio series spinoff? Repeating question number five, hour 28 trivia returns. Successful series had spinoffs in radio as well as television. This radio spinoff was set against the background of Harlem. The story focused on the owner of a beauty parlor. What is the name of this radio series spinoff? Good luck from all of your friends here at 90FM. And we're halfway through question number 5, Hour 28, Trivia 38. Successful series had spin-offs in radio as well as television. This radio spin-off was set against the background of Harlem. The story focused on the owner of a beauty parlor. What is the name of this radio series spin-off? That's it. Phones down. Phones down in the back. Calling it quits on question number 5. Hour 28, Trivia 38. Successful series had spin-offs in radio as well as television. This radio spin-off was set against the background of Harlem. The story focused on the owner of a beauty parlor. What is the name of this radio series spin-off? The answer? The Story of Ruby Valentine. Once again, the correct answer to question 5. Hour 28, The Story of Ruby Valentine. Moving on, question number 6, Hour 28. In 1967, renowned radio disc jockey Murray the K was working at an FM station playing progressive rock. In addition, he presided over a show at the RKO 58th Street Theater. The show was advertised as Music in the Fifth Dimension. On the bill were Wilson Pickett, Mitch Ryder, Simon and Garfunkel, The Young Rascals, many others, and two bands advertised as being direct from England. What is the name of those two groups? Once again, repeating question number 6, Hour 28, Trivia returns. In 1967, renowned radio disc jockey Murray the K was working at an FM station playing progressive rock. In addition, he presided over a show at the RKO 58th Street Theater. The show was advertised as Music in the Fifth Dimension. On the bill were Wilson Pickett, Mitch Ryder, Simon and Garfunkel, The Young Rascals, many others, and two bands being advertised as being direct from England. What is the name of those two groups?
Tonight she's made me sad. to show. There's nothing for me here, so I will disappear. If she turns up while I'm gone, please let me know.
Through question number 6, hour 28, trivia 38. In 1967, renowned radio disc jockey Murray the K was working at an FM station playing progressive rock. In addition, he presided over a show at the RKO 58th Street Theater. The show was advertised as Music in the Fifth Dimension. On the bill were Wilson Pickett, Mitch Ryder, Simon and Garfunkel, The Young Rascals, many others, and two bands advertised as being direct from England. What is the name of those two groups?
The naughty lady of Shady Lane has hit the town like a bomb. The back fence gossip ain't been this good since Mabel ran off with Tom. Our town was peaceful and quiet before she came on the scene. The lady has started a riot, disturbing the suburban routine. The naughty lady of Shady Lane has the town in a whirl. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, me, oh my, oh what a girl. Bum ba bum 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 ba bum bum bum. You should see how she carries on with her admirers galore. She must be giving them quite a thrill the way they flock to her door. She throws those come hither glances at every Tom, Dick, and Joe. When offered some liquid refreshment, the lady never, never says no. The naughty lady of Shady Lane has the town in a whirl. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, be, oh my, oh what a girl. Bum 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 bum. The things they try to pin on her won't hold much water from shore. Beneath the powder and fancy lace, there beats a heart sweet and pure. She just needs someone to change her, then she'll be nice as can be. If you're in the neighborhood, stranger, you're welcome to drop in and see. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, so delightful to hold. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, so delectable, quite respectable.
That's it. Phones down. Phones down in the back. That ends question number 6, hour 28. In 1967, renowned radio disc jockey Murray the K was working at an FM station playing progressive rock. In addition, he presided over a show at the RKO 58th Street Theater. The show was advertised as Music in the Fifth Dimension. On the bill were Wilson Pickett, Mitch Ryder, Simon Garfunkel, The Young Rascals, many others, and two bands advertised as being direct from England. What is the name of those two groups? The answer, Cream and The Who. Once again, the correct answer to question number 6, hour 28, Cream and The Who. Moving on to question 7, hour 28. What is the name of the golf course where the Ladies Professional Golf Association's 1976 Babe Zaharias Invitational was held? Repeating, question number 7, hour 28. What is the name of the golf course where the Ladies Professional Golf Association's 1976 Babe Zaharias Invitation was held?
Trivia 38 and Lil Jen.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. I feel free. Bum, 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 bum. I feel free. Bum, 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 bum. I feel free. Bum, 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 bum. I feel free. Bum, 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 bum. I feel free. Bum, 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 bum. I feel free. Bum, 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 bum. I feel free. Bum, 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 bum. I feel free. Bum, 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 bum.
Through question number 7, hour 28, trivia returns. What is the name of the golf course where the Ladies Professional Golf Association's 1976 Babe Zaharias Invitational was held?
Thank you.
That's it. Phones down in the back. Calling it quits on question 7, hour 28. What is the name of the golf course where the Ladies Professional Golf Association's 1976 Babe Zaharias Invitational was held? The answer, Tanglewood Country Club. Again, the correct answer to question 7, hour 28, Tanglewood Country Club. Question 8, final question in hour 28. What is the last name of the fictional ambassador who called Rufus T. Firefly an upstart, thereby starting a war between Sylvania and Fredonia? Repeating, question number 8, hour 28. What is the last name of the fictional ambassador who called Rufus T. Firefly an upstart, thereby starting a war between Sylvania and Fredonia?
Happy Jack wasn't old, but he was a man. He lived in the sand at the island. The kids would all sing, he would sing from key. So they rode on his head in the hurry of me.
Through question number 8, hour 28, trivia 38. What is the last name of the fictional ambassador who called Rufus T. Firefly an upstart, thereby starting a war between Sylvania and Fredonia?
This old house once knew its children. This old house once knew its wife. This old house was home and comfort as they fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter. This old house heard many shouts. Now he trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks about.
Ain't you gonna need this house no longer. Ain't you gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. He's getting ready to meet the saints. This old house is a-getting old. This old house lets in the rain. This old house lets in the cold. Oh, his knees are a-getting chilly, but he feels no fear of pain. But he sees an angel peeking through a broken window pane.
Ain't he gonna need this house no longer. Ain't he gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend. This house no longer, he's getting ready to meet the saints.
house no longer. Ain't they gonna need this house no more?
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time nor the hinges nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. He's getting ready to meet the stage.
Ready to meet the stage.
That's it. Phones down in the back. That's the end of question number 8, hour 28, trivia 38. What is the last name of the fictional ambassador who called Rufus T. Firefly an upstart, thereby starting a war between Sylvania and Fredonia? The answer, Trantino. Once again, the correct answer to question number 8, hour 28, Trantino.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. AIG Travel Guard, with over 95,000 employees in 130 countries worldwide. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
Good evening. With 90 FM News, I'm Kevin Capito. If you've got a fever and the only prescription is more ukulele, then Dr. Uke is your man. Also known as dermatologist James Rosenkopf, Dr. Uke says anyone can play it. He currently teaches classes for elementary school kids and senior citizens around Hartford, Connecticut. Fifth grader Christine Dudas says it's easy to learn, and she enjoys making up songs with Dr. Uke. He could also use the time to demonstrate some self-defense moves he's learned for the kids to protect themselves on the playground, especially now that they can play the ukulele. I'll have a look at your Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital, Highway 10 East, celebrating 25 years of service, featuring quality medicine and surgery, state-of-the-art laser surgery, in-house laboratory, and a staff that genuinely cares for your pets.
In your Central Wisconsin weather, tonight, partly cloudy, lows 55 to 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs around 70. Currently, it's 62 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from Hour 27, and Question 1 for Hour 29 of Trivia 38 after Trivia Focus.
I was wondering if we could do a Trivia Focus with you.
Yes, you can.
Okay, what is your team name?
The Return of the Couch Potatoes.
And how exactly did you get your name?
I don't know. It was way before I've been alive.
So how long has your team been in existence then?
About 18 years.
Do you have a mascot?
Dora the Explorer.
Do you have a theme song?
Couch Potatoes, don't get me now.
What are some interesting facts about your team?
I don't know. We stay up pretty late and eat a lot of food. Bok, 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 bok.
And how many people are on your team?
Woo!
If your team was a food, what food would it be?